भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम्, देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम 10th canto chapter 82 entitled Krishna meets the inhabitants of Vrindavan, text number 17. Pritha bhratrin svasrin briksha tatputran pitaravapi भ्रातृपत्नीर्मुकुन्दं च जहौ संकथयाशुचः। पृथा भ्रातॄन् स्वश्रीन् वीक्ष तत्पुत्रान् पितरावपि भ्रातृपत्नीर्मुकुन्दं च जहौ संकथयाशुचः। पृथा भ्रातॄन् स्वश्रीन् वीक्ष तत्पुत्रान् पितरावपि भ्रातृपत्नीर्मुकुन्दं च जहौ संकथयाशुचः। पृथा कुंती भ्रातॄन् हर ब्रदर्स स्वश्री एंड सिस्टर्स वीक्ष्य सीन तत् देर पुत्रान् चिल्ड्रन पितरौ
her parents, api also, bhratru of her brothers, patnihi the wives, mukundam Lord Krishna, cha also, jahau she gave up, sankathaya while talking, shuchaha her sorrow. Translation and purport by disciples of Srila Prabhupada. Queen Kunti met with her brothers and sisters and their children, and also with her parents, her brothers' wives and Lord Mukunda. While talking with them, she forgot her sorrow. Purport. Even the constant anxiety of a pure devotee, apparently just the opposite of the impersonalist's shanti, can be an exalted manifestation of love of God, as exemplified by Srimati Kunti Devi, the aunt of Lord Krishna and the mother of the Pandavas.
Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Swayam Rupah Kadhamayam Dadati Svapadandikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Jaitalya Devam Shira Dhan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitanscha He Krishna Karunahi Dina Bandhu Jagatpade Upesha Gopika Kanda Radha Ganta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vandaneshwari Vrishabhan Sute Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpadaru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyevacha Parinam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktivedanta. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare.
Hare Krishna. So far, right now we are discussing the pastimes of Krishna at Dwarka. Basically, there are three broad categories of pastimes of the Lord in 10th canto. Of the 90 chapters, approximately 40 chapters are Braj Leela, where in Vrindavan, Krishna's childhood and as a young boy and also as a youth, approximately about 40 chapters. Around 10 years and 8 months, he leaves Vrindavan, goes to Mathura, kills Kamsa, and about 10 chapters describe the beautiful pastimes of Krishna in Mathura. And from 50 to 90, the last 40 chapters are Krishna's pastimes in Dwarka. And while mentioning these pastimes, in between, out of the chronological order, just inspired, Shukadeva Goswami starts mentioning about one particular pastime that happened while Krishna was at Dwarka. That is, there happened to be a full solar eclipse. This was a time when Kamsa was killed, Krishna was at Dwarka. The Pandavas had returned back from the forest where Pandu had died, and Yudhishthir had become extremely popular amongst all the subjects, and they were sent to because of little difference of opinion between, not little, quite between the Kauravas, especially Duryodhan, he was sent, they were sent to another place which was practically desolate, and that eventually Indraprastha became most prominent by Krishna's help, and Rajasuya has been performed now practically as the emperor. This is the situation there. And that is the time the solar eclipse happened. Total solar eclipse. And even today it is considered by the followers of Vedic scriptures, even by scientists who believe that ultraviolet rays and others may affect, it's considered very inauspicious. You're supposed to be staying at home and not going out, exposing yourself to those rays, and then supposed to take bath. And at that time, to go to a holy place, take bath there, and give profuse charity is considered extremely auspicious. Because that is the time one can purify oneself of all their sinful reactions. Even 500 years ago, during the time of Lord Chaitanya, same thing happened. So, taking advantage of this situation, Krishna, along with practically most of the Dwarkavasis, has come to Kurukshetra to take bath in the Samanta Panchaka, where Parshuram performed long time back. And they are all from the Kuru Vamsha, the Pandavas, etc. Kuru performed, one of the ancestors of the Pandavas, he had performed great austerity there, series of yajnas, and therefore that's considered extremely auspicious. Dharma Kshetre Kuru Kshetre. So they have all come, all the kings from all directions. Some were friendly, some were adversaries, but everyone had come. All the kings with all their paraphernalia, they all come and gathered. Taking this opportunity that Krishna is coming, even all the Brajavasis, Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Mai, all the gopis, the gopas, Srimati Radharani, all of them had come to Kurukshetra. And this is an incident that is happening around that time. Krishna has not yet met the Brajavasis. They all came as soon as they reached the holy place. As soon as generally we reach a holy place, we are supposed to fast the whole day. Generally shave our heads, fast, basically an act of purification. And not just fasting, but actually absorb ourselves in doing some pure spiritual activities. And after that, during the time of fasting, and after that they took bath again after the eclipse cleared. Then they took bath, then they profusely distributed food to the brahmanas, gifts. Taking their permission, then they ate and they relaxed for some time under shady trees there. And after that, they got up, now refreshed. Now they're just interacting with all relatives and friends basically. So they are kind of interacting. And that was the time Kunti happened to come and meet all the Vrishnis. Because Kunti is Krishna's aunt. She's from that family, Vrishni family. And now she's connected to Pandavas, Kurus through her marriage to Pandu. And she has been tremendously under stress for a long time. For a long time she is under stress. Right from the time she got married, and the, you know, Gandhari was the elder. Gandhari came from another distant land. She was married to Dhritarashtra, knowing that he was blind. So he was not entitled to the throne. So his younger brother Pandu became the king, powerful king. But then because of a particular curse that he received, he went away to the forest. And Kunti and Madri also went there. And her children were born. But because her children were born, or Yudhishthir was born before Gandhari, there every moment seniority was under question. Even if 1 second, if somebody is elder, he obviously becomes the heir to the complete throne. It's a big thing. Who will get the first child? It's like an Olympic gold. It's not that, theek hai, kabhi bhi aaj, ek saath chalte hum log, hai? It's a race. And then it's not that there is a silver medal. Only one gold and then nothing else. Something like that. So, Gandhari was extremely feeling bad. Therefore, she hit her womb and a lump of flesh was born, and then by Vyasdev's mercy, the 100 Kauravas, because it was born out of envy, and so most, all of them turned out to be extremely envious. So, till then no problem. But at the age of around 14 or something, after Pandu died, Kunti came with these children to Hastinapur. Then started the problem. Till then Duryodhan was peaceful. So what if my father is blind? I am 20 by 20 vision. So he was thinking that I will get it. But as soon as Yudhishthir came, and he was born a year before, Bhima was equal to him. Both two silver medals and one gold medal. So they were tremendously envious. But yet it wasn't so obvious. They used to have beating up and all that during play. Bhima would, you know, effortlessly just catch them together and defeat. He was not envious, but he was very hefty. Sometimes, you know, people say, you know, hit just out of joy, but you get almost like shaken up, and because they are very hefty, they may just out of affection just slap you on the back and you may just fall flat on the ground. So they were very upset and they saw them as potential enemies. So nothing has happened yet, but still, and they were planning always to kill Bhima. He was poisoned. And they were planning to burn them alive. So many things were happening. And she had, whom will she tell except Vidura? And to some extent Bhishma was also unfortunately too neutral to try to please both the parties. Only Vidura was the only well-wisher. But Vidura didn't have position. So she was feeling herself extremely stressed. She was distressed. And there was no support. And she's going to express. Sometimes you hold your emotions, and as soon as you meet some loved one, everything comes out. I remember one of my friends, colleagues, she met with an accident when we were third year BSc. She met with an accident. She was going by a Luna. And she met with an accident and she rang up to the hostel and she said, somebody from the house rang up where she was taken. And we went there. Some of the girls from the hostel, and we all went there to meet her. And she was just like a dazed way sitting like that. Somebody's house, stranger's house, in front of whose house the accident had happened. And as soon as we all went in, she started crying like anything, embracing the girls. And till then she was holding, because whom shall we tell, you know? Whom will I tell my distress? They can't understand, they're strangers. I don't know what their attitude will be to me. As soon as you find someone, the sorrow is released and then you feel relieved. So that is what is happening here. As soon as she met with Vasudeva, brother, and all the father, and brothers and their sister-in-law, whom she was very, very connected. Not only that, she was convinced that they are my true well-wishers. And therefore, in front of them, it just naturally came out. And they expressed it. And just their association, just their presence makes a person so much relieved. In the purport, very beautifully it is explained, even the constant anxiety of a pure devotee, apparently just the opposite of the impersonalist shanti, can be an exalted manifestation of love of God, as exemplified by Srimati Kunti Devi, the aunt of Lord Krishna and the mother of the Pandavas. Now, as a mother of the Pandavas, right in one sense, enemy's fort, right under the nose of Dhritarashtra, who was very supportive to the Kauravas, and the Kauravas were very hateful. So much anxiety, trying to protect their children. Even though she was aunt of Krishna and mother of the Pandavas. So here in the purport we find even that anxiety is greater than this apparent so-called shanti of the impersonalists. Now in this material world, who doesn't want peace? Everyone wants peace. Ultimately, everyone wants peace. And why? Because ultimately, anxiety is too much of a negative emotion. And it is not being negative. It's like you hold some poison in your mouth. It's burning inside. You can't release it and you can't digest it. So anxiety is something nobody wants in this world. Everyone wants peace. I just want peace of mind, people say. Why is there anxiety in this world? And why people want peace? Because that's a natural state of mind. Everything is peaceful, it's a natural state. But then, people want this anxiety to be released. But people do not know what is the way to relieve the anxiety. There are so many powerful, efficient techniques taught in the world today. Some recommend some kind of meditation, just relax. So some relaxation techniques. Just don't speak. Just be silent. Be introspective. Just meditate. Meditate on what? Because if I meditate on anything, again anxiety starts. Meditate on nothing. Just be silent and just take yourself away from there. So some meditative techniques, some relaxation techniques, some breathing exercises, it's a fact. It gives instant relief. Certain breathing exercises do give quick relief. That's why they say if you have too much stress, just before interview, take some deep breath, release it slowly, 10 times. So many positive affirmations, auto-suggestions, so many techniques. Sometimes in the name of spirituality, sometimes in the name of modern new age. And so many people are attracted because it gives instant result. But the problem is, instantly it goes off us. Instantly it goes off. Why? Because we are not addressing the source. It's just like I want to eat, but I don't want to pass stool. Passing stool is anxiety. Eating is very nice. It's not possible. If there is an input, there has to be output to be healthy. So, interacting with material world, and especially in what way? In trying to be the controller, trying to be the enjoyer, and be the center of everything, which is not our natural constitutional position. As long as we are trying to satisfy the senses, satisfy the uncontrolled mind through manipulating people, situation, things, etc., it has to create anxiety. Prahlad diagnoses Hiranyakashipu. He said, "My dear father, you have practically controlled the whole universe. The demigods are subordinate to you. But you are asking me what I have learned, my dear father? Tat sadhu manye asuravarja dehinam sada samudvigna dhyam asagrahat. Sada udvigna. Udvigna means agitated, disturbed, anxiety. Acha, for how long? Sada. 24 hours, 365 days a year for the rest of your life. Sada samudvigna dhyam. Your intelligence is always in anxiety. Why? He diagnoses him instantly. Asadgrahat. You're catching hold of something temporary and you want it to be permanent. You're catching hold of something temporary, which is not even a natural state, and you want to keep it eternally. Sometimes, you know, you go to chowpati, children are brought by the parents, and they want to be seen in there, and the child is moving around, and then this balloon wala comes, huge balloons, and he blows it up in such wonderful ways, and put something inside and start shaking in front of the children. He was peaceful till then, watching the ocean. And suddenly he shakes it in front. Just see here, see. And the eyes of the child are bulging. Ah, mommy, I want this. He's disturbed now. He's in anxiety. I want it, I want it. And the mother says, "But what is this? It's after all. It is nothing but rubber." And he has blown his breath, you know, all his dirty breath inside. "It is nothing but rubber and some air, beta." "No, mommy, you don't understand. It's so beautiful. I want it." And he starts kicking his hands and legs and rolling in the sand. "Theek hai, le. Khush." And he thinks, this is permanently, I'm going to keep it like this. He actually is convinced. It's permanently going to keep it like that. And then keeps playing and playing and playing. Then he wants to go near the panipuri and bhelpuri shop. Then while watching, the balloon touches the oven. Again he starts crying. Why? Because he thought it was permanent. But anyone can understand. Any sober person can understand. Dhiras tatra namuhyati. But adhira, who thinks temporary to be permanent or wants to make the temporary permanent. The body is like that. Kaumaram yovanam jara. That struggle is always there. But no, I want to keep it permanently. I want to look 16 years permanently. So much anxiety. So much anxiety to maintain something against its whole nature of dwindling. Or I want to maintain the situation eternally. No. One thing that is permanent in this world is change. This is permanent. Permanently things are going to be changing. Or shashvatam, nothing is going to be permanent. Especially materialist situation. So as long as we try to retain that against all odds, there is constant anxiety. Not only that, to do that maintenance, you have to create a facility. And that facility, eventually, maintaining that facility also becomes a big burden. Udvahato vimudhan. Shoche tato vimukhache tasa indriyartha maya sukhaya bharam udvahato vimudhan. We create unnecessary necessities. Prabhupada uses such a beautiful word. Unnecessary necessities. We feel it is a necessity. Not one, I need two mobiles because I have two hands and 2 ears. God has given 2 ears. God has given 2 eyes for keeping 2 different directions. So unnecessary necessities. We have created, we have made it a necessity now. So in order to get it, and after to get it, to maintain it. Anxiety, and you're always on the, because anxiety that any time anything can happen, it may slip away from my hand, go away from my control. Tremendous anxiety. And therefore, these kind of techniques may give some kind of relief. But unless this tendency doesn't go from the root, there'll be anxiety. So then, there is another solution, second level solution. That's also given in the Gita. One shanti is breathing exercise shanti, or meditative shanti, auto-suggestion shanti. That shanti is just superficial, because there is, it's like a pressure cooker and then you put some weight on top. Weight are there, but however, whatever weight you put, the lid will burst, because there is pressure and there is stove underneath. So second thing is, na rahega bans, na bajegi bansuri. Weight chhod do, niche se bandi kar do. The fire should not be there, the steam will not be there. So where is the pressure? That is explained in the second chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. Where, beautiful example is given. Where did the paper go? I kept here. In the Bhagavad Gita, in the second chapter, there is a beautiful verse. Apuryamanam achalat pratishtham samudram apah pravishanti advat tadvat kamayam pravishanti sarve sa shantimapnoti na kama kami. Vihaya kaman yas sarvan pumam charati nispraha nirmamo nirahankara sa shantim adhigachati. Okay, what is the root cause of disturbance, anxiety? Desire. There are unlimited desires and limited facilities. Even there is a saying, there is enough in the world for everyone's need, but not enough for one man's greed. Bali Maharaj, He conquered the three worlds, still dissatisfied. And Vamandev came, give me 3 paces of my feet. Dwarf, only 3 paces. Now what can a person do in 3 feet? Nothing. So therefore, he thought this is foolishness. So that is the nature of desire. Unlimited. And the more you pour, the more it blazes. And therefore, one technique. That's why Buddhism is very prominent, especially in the West, suddenly becoming very prominent. Because Nirvana. Kill the desires. If there are no desires, peace, shanti. Either Shunyavad or Nirvisheshavad. All these desires, all the individuality, kill your individuality. Kill all the variety. Everything is one. Even this is very attractive to a person who is suffering. Just like for a person who is suffering with fever, he can't tolerate seeing people eating because he can't eat. Just the sight of any food, what to speak of oily and very nicely fried, because he is sick. So he says, shanti. I want kind of convalescence period, just sleeping, that's all. I don't want anything. So that negating the negative is shanti. So negate it, finish it. And that is good. But then, that's not the nature of the soul. The nature of the soul is desiring is the very nature of soul. Imagine, if you don't have a desire, you become a stone. This stand has no desire. Why? Because it has no heart, no brain. A stone has no desire. Peaceful, shanti. But do we want to be like a stone? That's not our natural constitutional position. And therefore, next shanti, the ultimate shanti, is described in the Bhagavad Gita in the 5th chapter. Bhoktaram yagyatapasam sarvaloka maheshwaram suhrudam sarvabhutanam gyatvamam shantim richati. Realize these 3 things. Bhoktaram, he is the actual bhokta. He is the bhokta, he is the enjoyer. You are supposed to cooperate. If you cooperate with him, you will really enjoy. That's real enjoyment. Enjoyment without anxiety. You're cooperating. And therefore you're able to enjoy in his enjoyment, which is eternal. And Sarvaloka Maheshwaram, he's the ultimate controller. Cooperate with him. Make his desire your desire. Actually, the day we make his desire our desire, which is surrender. What is surrender? I surrender my independent desire to your desire, my Lord. Thy will be done, as Jesus said. Sarvadharman parityajya mamekam charanam braja. So making Krishna's desire one with ours, that is the perfection of desirelessness, yet full of desires. A devotee has a desire. A devotee has a desire to serve Krishna unlimitedly. He plans so many wonderful ways. So that's perfect. Hare Krishna. So that unlimited desire is no problem. That desire is perfectly alright. In fact, that is the source of ecstasy. In fact, Prahlad Maharaj says, amazing, in one verse, he explains 2 totally contradictory emotions in his heart. In the same verse, it's not the 2 separate verses. He says, Naivodvije, just now he said Udvije, you are in anxiety. He says, Prahlad says, Naivodvije, Paradurathya Vaitaranya. My dear Lord, Narasimhadeva is asking, ask me anything. What do you say? No. Naivo dvije. I have no anxiety. For myself, I am in no anxiety. Kyu? Para, oh my Lord, who is beyond the three modes of nature, duratyaya vaitaranya. People are so scared of this material world. They want mukti, mukti, mukti. I don't want mukti, I am happy. Wherever you put me, swarga, apavarga, naraka, wherever you put, I am blissful. Why? Tvadvirya gayana mahamrata magnachit. I am drinking the nectar of your service wherever you put me. I am remembering you. Wherever you put me, I am just remembering you. And in your remembrance, in trying to please you and serve you and satisfy you, I am finding maha amrita magna chittai. I am not in anxiety. But, my dear Lord, I am full of anxiety. Are? How is it possible that in the same heart, there is absolutely no anxiety, supreme peace, and full of anxiety? How can it reside in the same heart? But he says this in the same verse. Shoche, shuchaha, right? Anxiety. Shoche tato vimukhache tasa indriyarth. When I look at these people who are suffering in this world, just because of lack of this knowledge, try endeavoring so much, knowing fully well, it's like building a castle on the sand. Sometimes children, in Chowpatty you can become self-realized in Chowpatty, provided you are focused on the right things. Children come and they start building castles. If you want to build castles, it has to be wet sand. That means it has to be close to the ocean, waves where the comes. You know, there is still waves are coming and closer. And they are building huge, great endeavor. But they are so absorbed, they are oblivious to what is happening there. Every 6 hours there is a high tide. And they are not noticing. You know, one. Closer and closer and closer. But they are building, they are absorbed. They are putting a flag on top. And sometimes after big castle, from this side one fellow puts hand, another fellow, and both shake hand in the inside. You like it? Yes. But then the waves are coming. Eventually it will be like that. Moga asha, moga karmano, moga jnana. All your hopes, all your endeavor, all your so-called knowledge. Because the waves are coming. And then one ill-fated wave. Where is all that beautiful palace that I built? And then they start rolling in the mud and crying and shouting. And the parents are standing about 500 meters back and smiling at the foolishness. Tujhe bola tha, kidhar bana raha hai? Even Jesus said that. Build on the rock, not on the sand. Anything done on the material platform always causes anxiety. But anything done on the rock, that is, what is eternal, that is the soul. Soul's platform, that's going to be eternal. Neha vikrama nashosti pratyavayona vidyate. So, I'm crying, I'm in anxiety for these foolish people. Who? Punaha punaha charvita charvanana. People have chewed it, realized that it is nothing there and thrown it. Still somebody picks up and let me chew it. Something may come out. Something may come out. Hari, why can't people understand? Everyone has tried it and they have failed. No. I'm a very creative person. I have a creative way of doing things. Creative way of losing it. Theek hai. One more way how not to do it. They will go into another history book. What not to do. So that's what. And therefore, there is anxiety for the devotees. There are two types of burden. Burden of the beast and burden of love. The burden of the beast is foolishly carrying the burden, unnecessary necessities, creating an empire and then maintaining a sustain which is going to be crash anyway in due course of time. But another way is the burden of love. When there is love, they take anxiety. Prabhupada, blissful in Radha Damodar. He was happy. He was liberated. No problem. But his heart was crying. What about Lord Chaitanya's instruction? Who will carry it? What is the anxiety of my guru to actually share this with others? Therefore, restless. Even though he's in Vrindavan, he's blissful. He's actually experiencing Vaikuntha. But he was restless. It has to reach out somewhere. So that anxiety is different. But then you may say, Prabhuji, ye pravachan ke liye, khas karke Sunday morning pravachan ke liye, bahut achhi baat hai. पर ये लेवल बहुत ऊंचा है महाराज, कुछ काम की बातें बोला. हमारा एंग्जाइटी है कैसे टिके रहे भक्ति में. आई डोंट इवन नो, माई एंग्जाइटी इज विल आई कंटिन्यू टू डिवोशनल सर्विस, विल आई कम नेक्स्ट संडे ऑल्सो, कंटिन्यू टू कम फॉर द नेक्स्ट 52 संडेज एंड फॉर ऑल संडेज, संडे हो या मंडे, आई कंटिन्यू ऑन. दैट इज माई एंग्जाइटी. Others comes later. If you have something, then we can share. Bato bato. Kya? Hai nahi to kya bate? So, I have no anxiety because nothing to share. I have to have something first. My anxiety is how to have. So, this is a very, very important question. His Holiness, Divamrita Swami Maharaj has written a small booklet, a series of lectures that he gave in, I think, Ukraine and Russia, called Bhakti Bhava. In that, he mentions a future for your heart and its longing in bhakti. Everyone's heart needs fulfillment. The heart needs fulfillment. It is longing. Longing for what? Longing for positive emotions. Ultimately, we have to have emotions. Without emotion, we are dead. We don't want to be like stone. Shanti, shanti. ठीक है? जो अशांत है उसके लिए शांति. But जिसको शांति है, बहुत शांति हो गया यार. कुछ चाहिए. बच्चे घूम फिरते रहे, चिल्लाते रहे. That's a burden of love. If a mother has little child, you know, 2-3 children, dimag khate hamara bahut, but if they are not there, abhi shant hai na, shanti hai, par nahi chahiye, achha tha wo, chillate rehte the bachche. I was absorbed. There was so much wonderful atmosphere. Ye kya shanti, khak shanti. Ye shanti to graveyard mein bhi milta hai. Wahan bhi shanti hai na. Some people go and sit there for chanting. This is the only place where it is. No one will make noise. Everyone is sleeping underground. That kind of shanti is not the shanti. A devotee, byproduct of his bhakti is shanti. For himself he is full shanti. But for others there is, for Krishna's sake he is ashanti. And that ashanti is actually ecstatic. It's ecstasy. That's what is being explained here. Prabhupada was in tremendous anxiety for Juhu land. Tremendous anxiety. How will this institution go on? He established the GBC. And he was disturbed. Why money is being wasted? How you are not properly utilizing it? Every energy of Krishna should be properly utilized. Nothing should be wasted. Krishna is giving us so much. He was in tremendous anxiety when he saw the foolishness of these disciples who were sincere disciples but untrained. So that anxiety was ecstasy. Just like a businessman getting too much money. Is it anxiety? Bahut paisa aa gaya. Ho jaye. Somebody will say, excuse me, can I carry it for you? No. I'll carry it myself. This is my pleasure. The burden of a child for the mother, the burden of the money for the businessman, it's not at all a burden. It's a very sweet burden. So, for a devotee, anxiety for the Lord's sake is an expression of love. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, the inconveniences I undergo for pleasing and satisfying you, my Lord, are my greatest source of ecstasy. So that's not anxiety. Though it is anxiety, but that anxiety is a sign of love, because that's what heart is longing for. And what is this emotion? Actually, bhakti is all about emotion. So developing emotions as Krishna's servant. We have to develop the right emotions. Emotions as Krishna's servant. Initially, when people come to bhakti, they are very excited for two reasons. Generally, the first installment when they come to bhakti is because relief. कुछ झंझट नहीं बाहर का भी मेरे को समझ में आ गया. It's just like from a hot place coming suddenly into the AC room. Nice feeling, isn't it? Relief from that samsara dhavan ala lidha loka. In one sense, we escape from that. Having realized this, wow, this is nice. So the reason is, basically we want relief. So for relief we come away. And secondly, we come, that relief doesn't last long, because you have to be filled with positive emotions. Negative khatam ho gaya, abhi samajh mein aaya, hum sharir nahi atma hai, mar jayega, jab main jinda hi rahunga. Ek baar tu dekh liya na, phir se kutte billi ka janam nahi milega. Whiff of air, fresh air, you know, cool air coming from the air condition. But then you have to go back in the world. तो वहां तो ऐसी नहीं है. So first thing is relief. And we have come, we have understood the philosophy. But because we have not fully experienced it, even here we bring all those thoughts within and try to achieve the success here. Appreciation, acknowledgement, success, competition. Initially it's very nice, but after some time, if you do not get the same mentality we bring, we want the material kind of thing of success, superior to others and cutting edge above others. That the mentality has come. It's not fully cleansed. And there is no positive emotion yet. At least the negativity is gone, but positive has not yet come. So first installment is relief, and after some time you may look for the same thing even here. And if we don't find it, after few years in devotional service, a person starts feeling, thoda khali pan lag raha hai. Nahi kar raha hu. पता नहीं वो तो कर रहा हूं. रिचुअलिस्टिकली आई एम डूइंग 16 राउंड्स एवरी डे फॉर लास्ट 10.5 इयर्स, नेवर मिस्ड. आई कम टू द संडे प्रोग्राम, एवरी संडे आई एम देयर एंड आई गेट एक्साइटेड, आई लाइक इट, आई फील. बट देन समहाउ आई डोंट नो वेयर आई एम हेडिंग, आई रियली डोंट नो व्हेन आई एम प्रोग्रेसिंग और नॉट. एवरीथिंग सीम्स रिचुअल आफ्टर सम टाइम, आफ्टर फ्यू इयर्स प्रोबेबली. Because somewhere I think that excitement is lacking. Because in the material world, anything becomes hackneyed or mechanical if done repeatedly. So, we have belief, but we have no emotions yet. Intellectually we are convinced. We are not the body, we are the soul. Krishna is the Supreme Lord, he is the enjoyer, we are the servant. Kaun hai bolo? Servant of the servant of the servant. Jeevar Swarupoy? Krishna Nityadasa. Intellectually we are convinced. But the The joy of being a servant is not yet experienced. Actually. And therefore, there is emptiness because of lack of positive emotions. And if it is not there, spontaneously, naturally, Maya dangles the carrot. तेरे को बोला था मैं 10 साल पहले ही बोला था ठीक है अभी भी आ जा अभी भी आ जा यू वॉन्ट एक्साइटमेंट आई विल गिव यू नहीं आई नो यू कैन ऑलवेज डू भक्ति कृष्ण इज नॉट गोइंग टू रन अवे ही स्टैंडिंग कब से खड़े हो वो कहीं भागने नहीं वाले पहले तो अपना सब कुछ करके सब कुछ खत्म बाद में आना ही है ना ये तो करना ही है ये तो ये खोल के भाग के कहां जाएंगे वो फुलफिल योर हार्ट दिस इज नॉट प्रैक्टिकल बी रियलिस्टिक बी प्रैक्टिकल दिस नॉट प्रैक्टिकल सो देयरफॉर सो मेनी ऑप्शंस आर ऑफर्ड नहीं बट वॉट अबाउट दैट डिवोटी ही डांसेस शोइंग अप वाह दिखाते बस छाई नहीं शोइंग अप कुछ नहीं आई कैन टेल यू एंड देन यू लुक जनरली फॉर दोज एग्जाम्स देखा वो देखो वो प्रैक्टिकल था वो चला गया ना वो समझदार है वो तेरे को टाइम समय लगेगा धीरे धीरे मैच्योर हो जाएगा ना तब समझ में आ जाएगा तेरे इन दिस वे Maya can offer so many, because that we have experienced. There, the excitement we have experienced. Intellectually convinced there is no substance, but heart has feelings there. And here intellectually we are convinced there is substance, but heart has nothing here. Where intelligence is convinced there is nectar, heart has not experienced. And where intelligence is convinced that there is no nectar, heart has experienced something at least. Something is better than nothing. That's like the dark night of the soul. There are two times it happens in life. One is at the time of puberty, adolescence, where from children, now we have to become identity crisis. Who am I? Two times who am I comes in life. First, who am I at adolescence? Am I a child? Should I be some? Then you rebel. You want to search for your new identity and do something. Second identity crisis comes, which is called midlife crisis, where all that excitement is there and suddenly a situation comes where now utsahat ho gaya, dhairyat aana chahiye abhi. उत्साह तो नहीं है उतना बॉडी नहीं है इट्स नॉट एबल टू कोऑपरेट आई वांट टू डू सो मेनी थिंग्स बट आई एम हु एम आई यू लुक इन द मिरर बॉडी हैज चेंज्ड यू लुक एट योर माइंड माइंडसेट हैज चेंज्ड आवर प्रायोरिटीज हैव चेंज्ड सो मेनी चेंजेस सो देन यू स्टार्ट क्वेश्चनिंग एंड एट दैट टाइम अगेन जस्ट लाइक एन एडोलेसेंट इफ दे आर प्रॉपरली गाइडेड दे कैन जंप बैक Otherwise they can go wayward. Similarly, even here, after 10-15 years of devotion, either we become totally ritualistic, lax, and eventually we lose taste and we say, yeah, actually it's nice, I'm still I believe in Krishna. Unko maante hain, par unki nahi maante, one devotee said. So like that, we become superficial kind of a devotee. But, what is the enemy? What are the enemies we have to recognize? Enemies of that is three. One is karmakand, or ritualistically doing without questioning and going deeper. Simply ritualistic. Second is shunyavad. Shunyavad. Like, you know, like it's all nothing, that it's all hyped up. Actually, everything is zero. Or all the qualities, etc. are So Shunyavad, Nirvishesh and Shunyavad is another direction or this direction. But our great Acharyas are people who actually help us identify the enemies. Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarini. They enlighten us and they make us experience Sri Gauranga Guna Anuvarnana Vidhau Shraddha Samriddhyan Vidhau. Have faith. No, there is stuff. This is the excitement for the soul. This is the emotion that is experienced by the soul. Sri Gauranga Guna Anuvarnana Vidhau, that's what Gauranga Mahaprabhu experienced with his devotees. That's what the devotees experienced. They broke open the seal of love of God, experienced it, relished it, plundered it, and shared it. This is the chant and be happy, as Prabhupada said. But these emotions to be developed, Shraddha Samriddhyanvita, they increase the faith of a devotee. Even though right now emotions are not there, but I have faith that it is there. Even though I see something otherwise, and mind can give so many justifications. Look at even in a devotee society. See, this is what is happening even among senior people. I don't think there is something. Mind can justify. Maya can justify. We have to have strong faith. No. All the acharyas are not fools. They didn't have a hidden agenda in wanting to give this and living like that, and they exhibited there. That's the whole parampara's contribution. Shraddha samruddhya papo tapa nikrantanau tanubhritam govindaganamritai. They have given a situation whereby one can actually experience anandamudi vardhanaika nipunau kaivalya nistarako. They liberate you from the mouth of liberation, and they introduce to anandamudi vardhanaika nipunau. They are expert at the art of increasing ecstasy, and that is what they have come to promise, and that's what their example is showing, and that's what their life and their teachings are. And they have thought about a various means to make devotion exciting. I was thinking just these darshan, 21 days, my God, what an amazing thing. Every day there is anticipation. Basically, you know, there has to be anticipation. Well, when will the curtain come down? I want to see what's going to be there. Krishna is ever navanavayamanam, ever fresh, ever new. So you may say, Prabhu, what do we have to do? Okay, I understand. Karna kya bolu? Ultimately, what's in it for me? Tell me, what am I supposed to do? He said, at least one thing it is recommended by Maharaj here. He says, whatever consciously try to do something for Krishna, exclusively for the pleasure and satisfaction of Krishna, because that's our natural soul, and that's where joy, satisfaction and excitement is. Consciously try to do something for Krishna, or whatever you are doing, put your heart there. Put your heart. Don't do it ritualistically. Till now you had a belief that it has to be done. Now you put your heart. Because when you put your heart, you can actually experience the joy there. It's actually the real joy. And then, so put your heart there. Ye yathamam prapadyante tam sataiva. And Krishna reciprocates. And once having tasted that, then we go out and measure that. Isn't it? Isme dab nahi hai. Ye anubhav karne ke baad, param drishwa nivartate. Param drishwa nivartate. And till then, the example and the instructions. So what is sadhana bhakti? In sadhana bhakti, the motivation is the order of the scriptures, order of guru and sadhus, examples. Hare Krishna. That's the motivating factor. Right now we may have no taste, but we do it nevertheless. But to the extent we put our heart into what we are doing, eventually, once tasting that, every other thing fades out, actually fades out. Just like as sun sets, the backlit boards, neon lights, advertisement boards, they become prominent. You can't see anything after some time. Similarly, when the sun of sense gratification sets, or merely gratifying the senses for my excitement, and the vyavasayatmika buddhi, the instructions of Guru, Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chittete Koryo Aikya, if that becomes like the, you know, neon sign board, it becomes more prominent, focus only on that, and put our heart and soul into it, it is amazing how the Lord reciprocates. And what is the proof? The proof is, if anything else is offered in replacement for it, for some moment we may be feel, but then, nahiya, wo dekh chuka hu main, wo anubhav kar chuka. The example, the whole history is there, my own experience is there. And so therefore, amazing, the acharyas have amazingly created Nana Shastra Vicharanaika Nipunau Saddharma Samsthapakau. So many wonderful festivals, so many wonderful darshans, so many wonderful activities, so many wonderful facilities has been created to experience and also to share. And the more we get into it and we try to experience the joy in that, put our heart and soul, and having experienced that, everything will eventually kind of fade away. And then, as it is explained here, even the constant anxiety of a pure devotee. This is anxiety. Can you imagine? 7:45 the darshan has to be open. Jaldi, jaldi karo, anxiety. Jaldi lao, ye karo. And sometimes we may chastise each other during that time. You know, yatras also I have seen. Prasadam, what has he done? Tremendous anxiety. I need a break. After yatra, you need a break. Not for those who had yatra, for those who did some service, I need a break. Tremendous anxiety. So even the constant anxiety of a pure devotee, apparently just the opposite of the impersonal shanti, can be an exalted manifestation of love of God. If any of us have gone through intense period during some seva, after some time when everything is peaceful, there is a lack. वो दिन अच्छे थे यार, थोड़ा टेंशन था उस समय, पर अच्छा लगता था. We were busy, mind was absorbed, body was active, and a sense of self-worth. कुछ तो कर रहा हूँ यार, कुछ तो किया. Krishna's actually Krishna reciprocates. When you jump in, Krishna reciprocates. When you know, Prahlad was pushed, one devotee was asking, Bhagavan ne choda kyun nahi, upura niche girne tha, last mein kyun aaye? Kitna tension hoga Prahlad ko bechare ko. Upar se fekte, udhar tappad maar dena tha, wo devotee, wo demon ko. Bhai beta Prahlad, tu nahi girega, tu main hu. Dhiyo na kami, party nahi, var, saamne aaye. Right in front of you. Why didn't he do it? Why did he allow Krishna? Gira. Last moment. It's like Hindi movie, you know, last moment. The police comes only in the last, after the hero has done something. Why? He wants to show to the world. The Lord wants to demonstrate the glory of the world. I asked one time, one senior devotee said, Maharaj, why in the life of a devotee so much anxiety? Kuntis, Pandavas, Prahlads, nobody wants to become a devotee. Jada padlega to Mahabharat, uske dimag mein Mahabharat ho jayega. Why does the Lord do this? He said only two words, for their purification and their glorification. That's all. Purification, how? By intensifying their absorption. So some situations of anxiety intensifies your absorption. And when intense absorption is there, tremendous purification happens. And having experienced the hand of Krishna directly, because in those situations you take full shelter of Krishna, like Draupadi. And she observed the miracle of the mercy of Krishna. Wow! Till then, koi aur bhi koi merciful tha, ye bhi tha, wo bhi tha. बीच बीच में कृष्ण भी आते थे जाते थे. नहीं, इधर सब लोगों ने आज छोड़ दिया. ओनली कृष्ण प्योर. एंड देयर इज सो मच एब्जॉर्प्शन, complete shelter in that situation. So intensifying means purifying, tremendously purifying. And to show to the whole world, look at this, he has all the excuse to relieve me. But he doesn't. Pagal hai na ye? Ye pagal ho gaya dekho, mere piche. Kuch bhi karo chhodta hi nahi. Vipada santula. The same Kunti later prays, give me that trouble again and again. Why is she praying? Because she understands. Because in that experience when I take your shelter, that rasa of emotion, true emotion of bhakti rasa, amrita, sindhu. It is amrita, it is eternal, and it is sindhu. Compared to that, this mukti is a bindu. Kaha sindhu or kaha bindu? So this is the reason why the whole of Bhagavatam, so many wonderful. One last concluding remark. So many times we have heard of mukti, mukti. And we say, mere ko bhi nahi chahiye. Kyun? Kya malum kya hota hai? Hoga kuch to. Log bolte hai mukti chhod do. Nahi mukti chhod diya. Nahi mukti. Nahi mere ko. Achha tere ko mukti nahi chahiye. Manna padega yaar. Nahi mere ko. Kuch bharak nahi padta. Kyun? Because we don't even know why. Just like if a beggar is telling, do you want $4 quadrillion? Nahi mere ko nahi chahiye. Tere ko kya chahiye? Roti chahiye do abhi. He actually can't even conceive what that mukti is. And therefore we say, mukti, dhana dhanam na janam na sundarim. Mama janmani janmani ishware. Kyun? Vaise to maalum hai, vaise to rehne wala hun. Jitna hoga, hoga. But actually, every moment we are seeking mukti. I hope all of you have come to hear the lecture and not sit relief from heat in the form of AC room. We want mukti from the heat. We want mukti from the cold. We want mukti from poverty. We want mukti. We approach the Lord. Mukti from poverty, mukti from... Mukti from our current situation. Mukti from my beautiful so-called face. The whole cosmetic industry is flourishing because people are dissatisfied with the way they look. Otherwise, where will that industry flourish? And the whole idea of the whole industry is to make you feel, tu kaisa hai yaar, tu kuch banna. Ye hai, aisa nahi hona chahiye, aisa hona. ये थोड़ा गोरा होना चाहिए. गोरा है तो काला होना चाहिए. टैन होना चाहिए. टैन है तो फिर गोरा होना चाहिए. कान ऐसा नहीं होना चाहिए. ऐसा बट लेट मी बी माई सेल्फ. हू एवर यू आर, दिस इज नॉट प्रॉपर. यू हैव टू बी समथिंग डिफरेंट फ्रॉम व्हाट यू आर. सो वी वांट मुक्ति फ्रॉम आवर करंट स्टेटस, अपडेटेड वर्षन. Sumukti from life and old age and disease and death, it is there in us. But Chaitanya Leela is simply a demonstration that a devotee doesn't care for anything, because they know being a devotee of the Lord and serving in the association of sincere souls and in through devotion, bhakti bhava, there is nothing higher to this. Even God wants to become a devotee. God, even Advaitacharya says, Chaitanya Radasmui Chaitanya Radha. Nityananda says, to hell with Karadodakshai, Garbodakshai, Kshirodakshai, everything. I want to be help in Jagai Madai release, Leela. I want to just preach. I want to serve Lord Chaitanya. In fact, Lord Chaitanya himself, Krishna himself comes, gives up his position as an enjoyer and comes as a devotee. The best devotee to experience the power, the relish, the joy, the emotion of serving as a devotee in the association of devotees. They don't care for mukti. They know what it is, but they don't care. They don't care for anything other than bhakti bhava, bhakti rasa, amrita, sindhu. That's what Rupa Goswami has given us a facility. So if we just blind eyes, you can run in the highway. So the process that has been given, Intellectually we are convinced. Now we have to put our heart into it. Once we put our heart with full understanding and to consciously do something for Krishna without any expect, just for Krishna's pleasure. This is my service to Krishna. Krishna, this is for you. Just if you are happy, I am happy. That's all. And once having tasted the reciprocation, everything else will fade as insignificant when compared to that. That's our aspiration. Prema Pamartho Maha. This is what Lord Chaitanya came to give. Anarpita Charim Chirat Karunaya. Samarpaitum Unnato Jalasam Swabhakti Shriyam. The opulence, the greatest wealth of his devotional service. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya Granthara Srimad Bhagatam ki. I would like to also take this opportunity to express